did the soap bubbles coming toward them reach the car?
They said to me, it was only about 20, 30 feet from the car that they reached. And just before Mary shot the car into gear and took it away, she felt as if somebody was pulling her head backwards. She says, Malcolm, it's such a strange sensation. I'm looking out of the car. I'm looking at these soap bubbles containing these creatures coming towards us, 20, 30 feet away from us. And then suddenly it was like somebody's hands had clasped my head and pulled my head back. And I felt like losing consciousness. I felt like I was ready to go to sleep or something was happening to me. But thankfully, that didn't happen. I just regained my composure and I just put the car into gear and we screamed away from that alarming situation. But one of the bizarre things was that the young boy, David, who came out in the car and saw these things as well, he had a friend of his, aged about 10 years of age, come to play with him. And the mother was downstairs and the two boys were upstairs playing on the carpet, just playing with their toys. And then downstairs, the mother and the son's mother was sitting talking away. And then suddenly they heard screaming. So they rushed up the stairs and the young boy, David, says that he saw a white, not a grey, a white small creature floating outside his window with jagged teeth. And as David looked in his eyes, this creature just floated away. And when I say teeth, it's jagged teeth, pointed teeth. You've got to remember, Linda, that where this lady's house is, it's a farmhouse right out in the wilds, and it's got a commanding view on the top of a small hill. And she said, Malcolm, oh, it was beautiful, starry skies. And then I was up at the top bedroom window, and it was silence, complete silence. And suddenly I saw, coming above my head, only about 30, 40 feet above my head, this massive big flying object moving silently and very, very slowly over the rooftop of my house. Malcolm, she said, it was amazing. There were pipes, boxes, all these protrusions coming from the underside of this flying object.
What was the shape of the object?
Triangular. That's what she said.
Triangular with a whole lot of three-dimensional shapes.
Yeah, and just like a rubber band, if you're holding it in your hands and you let it go, it was gone in seconds. It was completely gone.
Jeez.
Well, you know, this is kind of one of those cases that I remember the first time I heard about it, I thought, is that possible? Could there be really hundreds of little grays out in a forest in Scotland carrying cylinders and all of that? Well, I started going back through some case files that I had in Philadelphia when I had interviewed a man who lived in New Jersey then, but he had grown up in Georgia on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And he was an artist by his profession, and he had made a series of paintings about encounters that he had had, totally conscious, live noon daylight on this farm in Georgia. And one of them, George, is a whole bunch of what we would call small gray beings with big black eyes coming down out of the air, dozens of them, coming down out of the air onto the ground. And he, when I did an interview with him, here was a quote. He said, these little gray guys seem to float down out of the sky, a bunch of them dressed in blue leotards with big black eyes, and they seem to be able to appear and disappear.
Jeez, great story.
How weird is that, right? And that was a story from a man that I met, I talked to, I saw all of his paintings, and he's talking about an event in Georgia in the 1950s, and Malcolm has interviewed this family and their friends, which was in 1996, not that long ago, in Scotland. So to me, if you're talking about high strangeness, this is not unique. Something similar really has happened. And then there are the small gray beings inside of transparent bubbles. That sounds so weird, But it reminded me of a description from the December 1980 RAF Bentwaters phenomena. And that was when Airman First Class Larry Warren said in his first interviews to the BBC and others back in 1983 that there was a translucent sphere suspended in the air outside a triangular-shaped craft, and inside the bubble-like sphere were three small gray beings with big black eyes. That's RAF Bentwaters, December 1980.
That's right.
So the idea that we listen and hear an interview about something that sounds so bizarre, but the truth is, around the world over a long period of time, at least 30 or 40 years, there have been cases where there have been pieces similar to what Malcolm has, and with great detail in his book. And for Coast listeners, I would like to suggest that you go to earthfiles.com, because Malcolm let me use a whole lot more of photos and drawings at Earthfiles than he has in the book.